Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Much of what happens in our lives can be described as if-then occurrences. If we study hard, then we'll get good grades. If we obey the law, then we won't go to jail. If you can see the baseball well enough to get a hit, then you could be a major leaguer. If and then are the ways that many of us structure our lives and even our faith. But I believe that Jesus is showing us something else today. Jesus is setting us free to live our lives of love and service and not be trapped in the if-then world that so many of us believe is required. In the Judaism of Jesus' day, many people lived in that if-then pattern. If we can all follow God's law, then the Messiah will come. If you do not follow the law, and I mean all 613 of them, then we will all be disappointed and angry with you, and we will insult you and talk behind your back. If you can be more like me, then you too can be beloved by God. That was how many people looked and lived their lives. But then there were specifics within that. If you walk more than 2,000 cubits on Sabbath, then you are breaking God's law. If you do any of your own work on Sabbath, then you are breaking God's law. If you do anything on Sabbath, except maybe for coming to synagogue, then you are breaking God's law. And so the last thing that anyone wanted to do was to be seen as trampling on the Sabbath, as Isaiah warns us about this morning. And so today, Jesus is at the synagogue on Sabbath. Jesus was teaching, and into the synagogue entered a woman bent over. She had been bent over for 18 years, in fact, and Luke says that there was a spirit that crippled her. Now, I don't know what that means, but I cannot imagine being bent over for so long. I can't imagine how vulnerable that made her. Think about it. Looking straight ahead took effort and caused pain. Looking at the sky was impossible. Looking at the floor and at other people's feet was her point of view. And still, this woman came to synagogue because this woman believed that if she came to synagogue on Sabbath, then she was following God's law. She was there that day. She came to synagogue, and I think that most people there ignored her. Most of them hadn't even taken the effort to see her face. They didn't know if she was young or old, but most probably thought that she was ancient. She came in unnoticed by most, but Jesus noticed her. Jesus saw a sister. Jesus saw a fellow child of God. Jesus saw someone who was bound in pain and lost to all her fellows. Jesus saw her as one of God's beloved. Now, most people, if they thought of her at all, would have been wondering what was her sin that had caused this crippling condition. Most, because they thought it was sin, would have tried to avoid her. They would have probably preferred that she wasn't there at all. Jesus saw her and paid attention to her. Jesus called her over. He spoke to her, as I'm guessing no one had spoken to her for a while. He spoke to her gently, and as he spoke and as he touched her back with a gentleness she was unused to, he said to her, "Woman, you are free from your ailment." And with these amazing, gentle, powerful words, Jesus changed her life, because as Jesus spoke and as Jesus touched her, she could stand straight. She could look Jesus in the eye. She could see all the people around her. She could look up into the sky. She could dance and shout thanks and praise to God for all of God's goodness. Because of God's love, therefore, her life was changed. Because of the presence of God's love in Jesus, therefore, her world is changed, and we have witnessed the power of God's love in Jesus Christ our Lord. But in the story, in the midst of all her joy, in spite of Jesus' gentle words and stunning insight, there were many people in the synagogue who were upset. The leader of the synagogue was indignant. There are 6 days when that could happen. If Jesus hadn't done this, then I wouldn't have to scold him. You see, Sabbath, in their understanding, was to be a day of rest, following God's own example at creation. It was meant to be a day of rest, of refraining from work and of spending time on your relationship with God. It was for all of that that these other little rules began to be made, like how far you could walk and what you could get away with. But you see, for many, following all of those rules that came afterward became more important than spending time in our relationship with God. The leader of the synagogue seemed to have forgotten that the commandments at their most basic are about love God and love your neighbor. Even in Isaiah today, we can see some of those if-then phrases. But right before our reading, Isaiah is telling us of God's goodness. So here Isaiah is reminding us, as Jesus is reminding us, that because of God's love and presence among us, therefore we can love our neighbor. Therefore we get to care for those around us. No one had seen this woman who came to the synagogue in years. No one cared. Jesus saw her and care. She went from being an unknown woman whom the crowd had ignored to being named a daughter of Abraham, from whom this world would be blessed. Jesus asked the leader of the synagogue and anyone else who was upset like him to remember that livestock is cared for even on the Sabbath. This woman is not livestock. She is our sister and God's beloved child. She needed help, and God's command to love trumps every other consideration. So Jesus loved, and he did so that we would see that we too have opportunities to love all around us. Sometimes they happen on a Sabbath, or sometimes on a Tuesday or a Friday or whenever. We get to love our neighbor, and we get to help the world around us. Because God loves us so, therefore we get to share that love with anyone and everyone. God's love is not if then. God's love is always because, therefore. Because we are loved, because Jesus came to teach us and heal us, because Jesus suffered, died, and rose for us, therefore we are filled with God's love. Therefore we get to see our neighbors as real people. Therefore we get to love our neighbors as we are able. Therefore God stands beside us, working with us. Therefore, the world is changed in God's love. We can be part of all that. We get to be part of all that because, therefore, Amen.